We hear Jesus continuing his discussion, his teaching with the Jews in Capernaum. Remember, he had the day before, as we heard in the last few Gospels. The day before this, Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, not including women and children, so really a huge miracle that he worked. And that crowd again that was there, many of them came and now are in Capernaum, where they're listening to Jesus. And Jesus is sharing with them that he is indeed the bread of life, the living bread that has come down from heaven. So Jesus is using this analogy of bread. He is true nourishment and food for our souls, certainly. And he's correlating it with the manna in the desert. Now, just a reminder about the manna in the desert. The Israelites, when they had left Egypt, they were out in the desert. They were supposed to go to the promised land immediately, but they failed to trust in the Lord, and so they ended up being in the desert for about 40 years. And through that time, over 40 years, that's a long time, they had been fed primarily by manna from God. They thought it was Moses, but again, God had provided the manna every morning. They would go and pick up the coriander seed, and then they would make bread out of it. So for 40 years, you can imagine eating this manna in the desert. I mean, the desert, there's, you know, it's not like they can plant crops or anything. So they were fed from heaven by this manna. And again, the manna was sustaining them. It was keeping them alive. So Jesus, this is prefiguring Jesus coming, and of course, he is saying that in the gospel today and over last week and next week. He's saying that he indeed is the living bread that has come down from heaven. It's really Jesus whom we need for us to have eternal life. Remember, we're called, all of us, God creates all of us, each one of us, we're called each one to be his adopted son or daughter. That's what our destiny is. God, that's what God made us. He made us to be his adopted children. When the apostles asked Jesus how to pray, Jesus said to them, he gave us the our Father who art in heaven. So our Father, God is our Father. Yeah, we're called to be his adopted sons and daughters. And Jesus he enables us to do that, to become adopted sons and daughters. Because remember, Jesus, when he became man, Jesus was fully God, and then he took on a human nature at the incarnation. He became man, so he united his divine nature with a human nature. So in one person, you have two natures, human and divine. So in that human nature, which all of us are human beings, we have a human nature. In that human nature, when he combined it or took on that nature, it's through Christ that we're able to be adopted sons and daughters of God the Father. That's how we're able to call God our Father. It's through Christ and his humanity that we share in that we're called to be united to the Father. We're adopted sons and daughters. We don't become God. We're adopted sons and daughters of God. What a great thing. And it's through Christ, through Jesus, that we're able to do that. So Jesus, when it says the living bread come down from heaven, it's through the Holy Spirit, through Christ, that we have eternal life. Without Jesus, we don't have it. We need to have Jesus. We need to be united to Christ. That's the church. We need to be united to Christ in order for us to have eternal life, to share in the to share with Christ, to become adopted sons and daughters. So really, it's through Jesus and Christ that we're enable us to do that. And so this is, you know, this is why we call, when we come to Holy Communion, it's called communion, Holy Communion. We're in union with Christ. We're united to Christ. And then certainly we can call God our Father. And that's why at Holy Communion we have to be out of the state of, we have to be in the state of grace to come to communion, to be united to Christ in a greater, more substantial way. So Jesus, we're united to him. He gives us life, but then he nourishes us. You know, manna, they were being kept alive in the desert for 40 years. Jesus helps nourish our souls. It's primarily the Eucharist, Jesus primarily is a spiritual food. So Jesus nourishes us. He gives us strength and help so that we can do the things that we're called to do, to be sons and daughters of God. And the soul, there's two components in the soul. There's the intellect and the will. So obviously the intellect is how we come to know things. So Jesus nourishes our intellect. Now we come to Mass. You know, at Mass we hear the readings. You know, we listen to the first reading, the second reading, the Psalms. We hear the Gospel, the homily, the prayers. These things are enlightening, are called to be enlightening. We're supposed to open up our minds so that we learn and grow in our understanding and wisdom and knowledge of the things of God. So this is, you know, we're being nourished in our intellects, certainly at Mass. And then, well, Jesus ultimately is the one who nourishes us. So when we receive the Eucharist, certainly we can learn some things, but the Eucharist, Jesus, when we receive him in the Eucharist, he sort of confirms what we have heard. When Jesus was with his apostles the night of the Last Supper, he said, "The Holy Spirit will teach you everything." So even though Jesus had said all kinds of things to the apostles and the disciples during his public ministry, it was only until the Holy Spirit came that they came to know it. So similarly, you know, when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, he confirms what we've heard. He helps us really to take it in, really to stamp it, imprint it on our soul. So this is, you know, the Eucharist certainly is important. Jesus nourished us in that way. And then, you know, just there's different intuitions or thoughts or things that Jesus, insights that Jesus gives us that help us. You know, maybe during Mass or after Mass, we have a sort of a eureka moment where it's like, you know, we come to know something or we have an intuition, just like, ah, that's the answer to my prayers in this situation I find myself, or, you know, this thing I'm dealing with, or this question I had. We're enlightened. So certainly Jesus nourishes our intellect, so be open to that. And also Jesus nourishes our will, the other part of the soul that helps us, you know, we choose things. Now remember, Jesus did the will of his Father perfectly, so if there's anybody who can teach us what the Father's will is for our lives, it's Jesus, and certainly he does. So when we receive the Eucharist, you know, we're called to be open to the movements of God's will in our lives. What does God want of me and for me? That's one of the reasons Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. Well, commands are ways that we follow the Lord. There are the Father's will for us. So receiving the Eucharist helps our will to choose the Father's will, to come to know the will of the Father. And, you know, if we don't know, we certainly can pray, you know, Lord, help me to come to know the will in my life that you have for me. Help me to follow it. And Jesus strengthens us, he nourishes us, he helps us. Certainly, the Holy Spirit is at work. Remember, where one of the persons is, all three are there. So he nourishes and strengthens and helps our spiritual life. Jesus does. We're nourished and strengthened by him. Real food in the Eucharist. So something for us really, you know, when we come to Mass, really important for us really to pray. You know, we can pray and ask the Lord really to help us to be open to the movements during the Mass, help our will to be more conformed to God, the Father's will, help our minds to come know more about Jesus and his ways, the ways of the Lord. And then, you know, during Mass, you know, we're called to focus on, you know, what's happening, the words, the things that we hear. You know, if we lose our focus, you know, sometimes it happens, you know, like once we realize to get back on focus and focus on what's happening, what's being said. And then sometimes, you know, we don't maybe necessarily think, you know, is God really working? I didn't feel any difference or change or anything. well, God is indeed working. We may not know it, we may not feel it, but to have that trust that, you know, we are being nourished and strengthened by coming to Mass, certainly we have to have a good disposition. You know, we can't just come and just kind of go through the motions. You know, the more open we are, the more engaged we are, the more that God can work in us and through us. And then certainly after Mass, you know, say a prayer, Lord, help me to be enlightened through my life. Help me to live out what you call me to. Help me to do your will in my life. Help me to be like Jesus. Help me to be another Christ to the world.